And we're going to start off this morning talking about medical bills and car crash cases. And it's going to be presented by Morgan McFeeters. Morgan grew up in Four Corners area in New Mexico. She went to New Mexico State University, graduated from Baylor University School of Law. She handles civil appeals and personal injury and commercial cases and routinely assists trial lawyers with substantive legal issues, including error preservations, motions for summary judgment, and the like. She has received twice the Dallas Trial Lawyer Association's John Howie Award, which is an award given for the courageous pursuit of justice in the face of adversity. She's also received the Brenda Sal Rising Young Lawyer Award by Texas Women Lawyers. Morgan has been a rising star in the appellate category every year from 2018-2023 as elected by the Super Lawyer magazine. She is currently the communications chair for the Dallas Trial Lawyers Association, and she knows everything that you need to know about medical bills in car crash cases. And please welcome Morgan McFeeters.
Well, good morning. If there's any way to start a Friday morning at 8:30, it's with talking about the minutiae of medical bills and 1801 affidavits. So thank you for being here. I'll do my best to keep this moving and keep it interesting, but you know, there's only so much that one can do. So, like you said, I am an appellate lawyer, generally work a lot with trial lawyers at the trial court level, and somehow stumbled into this little niche of dealing with 1801 affidavits, dealing with discovery, kind of in light of some of those more recent Supreme Court cases, K&L Auto Crushers, North Cypress, and everything that's come since. So that's what I'm here to talk about today. Just to kind of get a sense, I know we've got a smaller group here in person, a lot more people online, but how many of y'all here have practiced in personal injury for 5 years or less? So we've got kind of a, on the whole, kind of a more experienced group, but some kind of newer. Okay. So over the years, this is an area that just continues to kind of evolve. So we had those procedural changes to the 1801 statute in 2019. We had some case law after that from the Supreme Court that changed really the whole ball game in terms of how that statute is used or whether it's usable at all. And then we've got some recent cases that have changed what kind of information is discoverable in your personal injury cases as it relates specifically to your medical bills. So kind of what trial lawyers continue to face are these questions about, you know, if you're on the plaintiff's side, how can you most efficiently prove up your meds? And that gets really tricky in smaller cases where, you know, you're dealing with a smaller insurance policy. It's kind of dicey now, and things kind of continue to evolve. There's questions of, you know, from the defense perspective, is there any point to controverting affidavits anymore? Is it strategic to do so or not? Is there a reason to not? On the plaintiff's side, is it ever wise to try to challenge the controverting affidavit? And then, of course, once you start getting into the discovery of what we would call North Cypress type insurance rate information, you know, once you get to trial, is that any of that admissible, usable? Who knows? And then kind of another issue I think that is brewing and maybe making its way up through the courts eventually is how do we strike a balance between issues related to maybe a plaintiff's failure to mitigate medical damages versus the longstanding collateral source rule. So just to quickly give kind of the lay of the land and some nuts and bolts, just a good refresher, the 1801 statute, paid versus incurred, just kind of how do you prove up or challenge medical expenses in Texas? So We know that recovery of medical expenses in your car crash case is going to be limited to the amount that's actually paid or incurred, amounts that are reasonable, and for medical care that's necessary.